Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where if you are over here on our YouTube channel, you can see the movie we are talking about. And if you are not on our YouTube channel, why not? I know we have our podcast channels, and I love that I have so many of my listeners. So I am just kept just teasing about that. But seriously, come on over to the YouTube, because you not only hear the show, you get to see the show. You get to see the facial expressions, you get to see the whole bit. And I'm not Italian, but I talk with my hands a lot. So you're missing a lot. Now, at the same time, I hope I'm making this fun enough for my radio listeners and my podcast listeners as well, because that's really, I'm just here to be myself. It's too hard to be anybody else. And being myself is kind of what makes talking about movies like this fun. It's one of the reasons I started Deputy, is being able to find the hidden gems that are just like, huh? Now, the face and the tone may surprise you here. This movie is getting a guilty rating. It is sex. It is language. It is gore on all different levels. And if you're curious the one I'm talking about, we are talking about the new Dracula, the one that is just opening today nationwide. Now, you may be thinking, wait, another Dracula movie? And honestly, that's kind of what I thought. I just went to see it last night. And this one, I walked into this, especially since I saw it was done by the same guys who did The Fifth Element, The Professional, and Lucy. The Fifth Element, I mean, it's one of those cult classics. It's you love to hate it, you hate to love it. Lucy was just so bad. I'm not even going to go down that road. So when I saw that and then I saw Dracula, I'm like, oh, it's like, okay, it's going to be woke, or it's going to be this, or it's going to be that. It wasn't. It really wasn't. Now, this is not for everybody. Like I said, the level of nudity and sex and violence and the gore and everything like that is wrong on so many levels. And if you are religious, regardless what religion you are, this movie will likely make you uncomfortable, because it crosses a lot of boundaries and taunts God, taunts the demons, taunts kind of all that. And it's going to really make those with a religious persuasion very uncomfortable. And so I want to be sure to touch on that too. But before we get in too much of the story itself, you know me, no spoilers ever, so you don't ever have to worry about that with me. But let's check out this trailer.
My order has been studying this for 400 years. And you're the first to have captured a specimen alive.
These creatures are the result of a divine curse.
What exactly did I capture?
A vampire.
I don't think anybody's ready for that, but like I don't know if you heard that these creatures are a result of a divine curse. And that's kind of taking a little bit of a different take on Dracula here. And here we see one of the many vampires that are part of this story. And it just goes a whole different direction than what you might think.
For 400 years now, we've been looking for the source.
Here you are.
He comes to find his princess.
Count Dracula. Centuries ago, I asked God for one favor. I will fight in his name, but I ask him to spare my wife. He took my princess. Tell your God that until he brings me back my wife, my life no longer belongs to him. Your souls can be reincarnated. Since then, I have lived on waiting for her return.
She's in danger. He's here.
Let him go.
If we succeed in destroying this demon, all those who he's bitten will be freed from the curse.
God sent you here to kill me.
God sent me here to save you.
Now, I hope you were paying attention to that, because Dracula is saying to this clergyman that God sent you here to kill me. And the clergy says, no, God sent me here to save you. And like I said, this one is going to make a lot of the religious, or staunchly religious, very uncomfortable. But this story is, it's sensual, it's deep, it's spiritual, it is wrong for all the right reasons. It's one that you cannot take your eyes away from, even when you want to, when you want to like grimace from what's happening on the screen, you can't look away. This story completely reinvents Bram Stoker's Dracula, but at the same time, it's probably one of the most beautiful adaptations I've ever seen of Dracula. And I personally think it's one of the best adaptations for what Bram Stoker imagined Dracula to be. Here we see Dracula going through all of the seven deadly sins, and we see all of this surrounding him and this life that he lives. And it's all about his princess. And he swore to fight for God and do all of this other thing if his princess was just saved. No spoilers. It's right there in the trailer. And when his princess is taken away from him, his and only thing in life is to find his princess. And the whole thing is that truly pure souls can be reincarnated. And so he just knows that he can find her again. And when he does, it's not quite the reaction that you, or the reaction or reunion that you might think. And so, like, you know me, no spoilers ever. But the way that this goes through all of these different steps and all of these different parts to this, and I'm referring back to my notes again from tonight's movie. And it's just, she is my salvation, you are her damnation. And it's just, like I said, it's the seven deadly sins, and it's a sensual, deep, emotional love story that you don't expect from a story such as Dracula. I know I didn't expect it. I went into this without any of that. And then there is humor mixed in. I'm just going to tickle it a little bit to call it a comedy. There's a lot of Monty Python-style comedy where it's not the laugh out loud, but it's like the comedy that just kind of sets you back like, what? More of the shock value comedy, or the just the absolutely absurd, where you're not going to laugh out loud, but you're going to remember and go, and that it's going to bring a smile to your face. And there's so much of that in this while it's going through all of these, and it's not redundant the way it does the seven deadly sins. It's touched on at different things throughout the movies through all of them. And that's just, I was truly amazed and surprised. So if you are really wanting something unusual, or you like the Dracula type stories, or you like the really intense stories, and honestly, if you're into like the dark romance type stories, there's going to be something here for you too. This, it really crosses a lot of boundaries, especially for a Dracula movie. So you may be wondering score-wise where I came in at. I'll be honest, personally, my score is higher than where I came in at. So on a personal level, I would probably give this movie an 8. Just pure, just Jennifer's opinion on it. But movie deputy-wise, there's some flaws in the whole process. It's not, well, you know me, there's no such thing as a perfect movie to begin with. But I am coming in on Dracula, and I was really debating tickling sevens, especially the whole plot with the questionable content, and this is definitely memorable. But there's just a few little things that I can't reveal exactly what they are, because it'd be kind of spoilers for you, so I won't do that. But I am coming in with Dracula at a 6.5 out of 10 on the deputy scale, so does that surprise you? Are you a fan of Dracula stories? Are you a fan of the original Bram Stoker's Dracula, the story, the book itself? And I would just love to, if you go to see this one, I would love your feedback on it. And if I get enough feedback, I might do a follow-up show on this one. This is just one of those ones that is not at all what you expect. For the podcast image, I did just shrink, just kind of just chopped a square out of the poster. I didn't do any changes or anything to that. So just something really simple on that. But as always, if you have enjoyed this review and this is now a movie that you want to check out, and maybe this is one that you weren't even considering, but now with this review, maybe you're considering it, or maybe this is one that you were considering and maybe you're more religious or something like that, and you're going, okay, now I know what movie to stay away from. But either way, I hope this review helps you on that. And as always, make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on those notifications so you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. Can't get enough of me, can you? I know I can, but I am me, so that's how it goes. But be sure to come back. We have got another new movie for you soon, and I will be back tomorrow with another one.